And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Something happened last week at Coburg Council, something that everyone in this community, all communities, should take note of. A resident, Paul Pagnuello, who's been heard here on 89.7, made a presentation to Coburg Council that put a stake in the ground for leadership, for democracy, for how our community should work. Now, I'm not speaking about the content and professionalism of Paul's presentation, which was excellent. I'm speaking about the tangible, inarguable value and power of citizen participation. Paul demonstrated the significant added value citizens can bring to the governing of our community, something that is too often absent. It's absent not so much because of public apathy, rather because the members of council and senior staff do not encourage, foster, and invite public engagement. Sure, they allow delegations, but allowing delegations is a whole lot different than inviting, encouraging, and fostering public participation. In fact, too often, public participation is minimized, discouraged, and avoided. And one of the main reasons councils and staff avoid it is because they're afraid of being questioned and criticized. And yet, these are the foundation of a democratic process. Every process, every councillor, every staff member should be open to and welcome questions, challenges, and opposition. Disagreement lies at the heart of democracy. Debate, differences, even polarization are necessary in a democratic system of decision-making. Good leaders encourage more debate, not less. Non-leaders work from the mistaken assumption that anyone who disagrees with them is either misinformed, unreasonable, or a wrongdoer. Well, Paul Pagnuello proved this wrong. He's none of these. He's well-informed, very reasonable, and instead of opposing earlier recommendations to increase council's remuneration, he recommended increasing it even more. Unfortunately, council did what councils too often do and kicked the can down the road. This reflects one of today's more prevalent attitudes among politicians, staff, and consultants. The attitude that we're right and you're an idiot. In fact, there's a great book by James Hogan titled, I'm Right and You're an Idiot, The Toxic State of Public Discourse and How to Clean It Up. It's about elevating the quality of public engagement and inviting citizens to participate, not discouraging them. Leaders need to take training on how to engage in emotional, controversial dialogue with the public, because these adversarial mechanisms of democracy generate the best solutions. And any mayor or councillor who doesn't welcome citizen debate and open discussion, no matter how difficult, is abdicating their leadership responsibility, a responsibility to pursue at all costs the best solutions for the community. Avoiding the public is what gets you an authoritarian regime. Engaging them is what gets you a healthy democracy. What we saw with Paul Pagnuello and what we see anytime citizens stand up and speak out is a cleaning up of the political pollution that is littering our public square, stifling debate and thwarting the community's capability to prepare the future for our children and our grandchildren. Think about it, and then join the effort to clean up our public square.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.